This is Talent in the Age of AI, the podcast helping leaders navigate what AI means for their people, their culture, and their future. We talk with the thinkers and practitioners shaping how we work, learn, and lead, and what it takes to keep talent growing in a world that's constantly changing. We create, curate, and connect the insights and the community that helps leaders build AI confidence in themselves and in their teams. Let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Jason Keyes, and this is Three Big Questions, a short format bonus episode of the Talent in the Age of AI podcast, where we explore practical insights for leaders navigating how AI is reshaping work, learning, and leadership. Today, I'm joined again by leadership coach and entrepreneur Bill Gallagher. Bill has spent decades helping leadership teams scale performance, make better decisions, and operate with more clarity and less stress. He's also the host of the Scaling Up Business podcast with hundreds of conversations focused on leadership and growth. Bill, welcome back. It's great to have you with us again.
It's nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
Let's jump right in with question one. If nobody has a definitive AI training program yet, how should leaders actually be developing their team's AI capabilities?
Well, it's funny that AI training. Lots of people are selling AI training and people are developing AI training, and I'm sure there's some place for it. And yet, it is kind of silly because how do you develop curriculum? How do you develop a class around something that's like it's a work in progress? It's all developing still, and it's happening so fast. What I can do today, this week, is different than what I could do 3 months ago, the way we're using things with clients. So the idea of like, let's implement a training and let's certify people in AI is just kind of absurd. And I mean, it's why ongoing resources, let's hear about something to try, right? So we're way premature for traditional certification type training. Yeah, you can build some awareness, that kind of thing, but people need to try stuff. I like to think we want to bring like AI usage, experimentation, idea sharing into not just every day, but really probably every hour of the day. How do we get and reward people and encourage people to just start playing? The way you develop literacy in a language is by speaking the language, by learning it. You're not going to go and learn a bunch of concepts and then run an exercise on a prompt or two and then be like AI. You just got to get in there and play with it, right? Like, so a thousand little ways of playing with it.
Yeah, it's about building confidence, right?
Yeah, with time, you're like, oh, I know that. And look, I think in the beginning, people can be intimidated easily and people bamboozle, well, do you use this app? Have you tried this thing? No, but it doesn't matter. There's a thousand of them already out there, you know? And I don't need the video of me doing the crip walk dance.
Okay, so that idea of building capability through, real work,
practice, not waiting for,
not waiting for a finished playbook, leads nicely into the next question. So what does using AI well actually look like in practice? So if it's Tuesday at 2 p.m., what is someone on your team actually doing with AI?
Yeah, so I think this is a pretty simple answer. What are they doing at 2 p.m. without AI, right? So what am I doing? Like, I'm trying to figure out what to do with a client. Great. Let's drop a bunch of things that I'm grappling with and ask AI and tell AI, hey, I'm thinking about doing this in my meeting with the client next week. What do you think? Get some feedback from it. I'm having trouble getting a proposal out. Say, here's my last proposal. Here's some parameters. Ask me some questions until you can give me a proposal. Whatever you're doing now in your job is what you should be attempting to do, experimenting with ways of doing things. And you'll frequently come up with like, hey, that didn't work. I wanted to translate a short video this morning that was in a foreign language. And I have some language ability, but I didn't fully understand it. I got it. I want to make sure that I understood it. I tried to drop that video on Claude. And I tried to drop it on ChatGPT. They didn't work. But I dropped it on Gemini. It worked fine. And it gave me the translation back and the summary. And like, boom, I know what I'm talking about, right? So I experimented with something that was calling to me in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. And just half an hour ago, I was in AI with a home project. So in between the last call and this thing, I realized, oh, I need to order a gas log set with burner and igniter for my living room that I just ran a gas line into. Which one should I choose? What should I do? So I'm like, AI, I need to choose something and find this and order it. What do I do? Which one do I get? There seems to be a million of them out there. And it like walked me through, okay, how big is it? What kind of chimney do you have? And what, like all the questions. And then boom, it gives me a thing. And I didn't order it yet because we need to jump on here, but I will order it like later today. And then I'll have it in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's just one of a million things. I need to pick a location to host a dinner with a business group in San Francisco. I need a new place. This is where I used to go. Give me some ideas, you know, like that kind of thing. Hey, I need to find a time to do this. Here's what I did last year. What should we do this year? On and on. Whatever you're doing is what you should be trying to do.
Well, so that's also a great bridge into something you've talked about before on here, which is that relationship between AI, productivity, and busyness. So
yes.
AI, of course, promises to save leaders time, but you've suggested it can actually make the busyness problem even worse. What's that trap and how do leaders avoid that?
Well, look, anytime you get something new, and especially if you're like me, I don't know about you, but, and you geek out on a new thing and you try it and you're enjoying seeing what all you can do with it. And you try something else and you try something else. You can go into a deep, dark rabbit hole of infinite possibilities. And what about this option? What about that option? And where, like, you can end up not choosing the fireplace and deciding to tear down the house and start over, right? A little bit like if you were ever knew anybody who was a Wikipedia geek and you'd read something and then you'd click open a couple extra windows and you'd read those things and you'd click over three more and there was never any getting out of that kind of thing.
Nope.
And I think that's the temptation here. Not knowing when it's good enough, not knowing when to stop and to move on. Like, no, ship it, get it out. I had to finish a manuscript and share with an editor yesterday. And I've been working on this thing for over a year. And, I could go around and around and around, and I will end up spending more time with them on it. But at some point, no, just send it to them. It's good enough. Send it off. Let's go. You know, so figuring out like when to stop and ship it to get it out the door. Don't keep going down to deep, like all the mini what ifs and all that kind of thing. No, I need to get a little some. I need to finish this thing and get this marketing pitch out. I've got an event coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't take the next 3 weeks to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you, Bill. That was perfect. Thoughtful again and practical and, you know, quick hitting, snackable, like we
snackable.
Snackable.
I really have an aversion to overly, especially around business, overly academic, theoretical, esoteric kinds of debates about, look, I find ChatGPT a little bit better at math today and better at external research. I like Claude much better for this. Yeah, okay. But that might not be true tomorrow. So don't get too fixated on what I said right now. I like that Gemini can get into all my G Suite files, resources, email easier. So I think just focus on practical things and start doing it like yourself if you want your team to do it. And then encourage your team to do it like every day, all the time with everything in like every area of life. You read a story that's interesting, but you're left a little curious or wanting to know more. Ask AI to tell you what the reporter was too lazy to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Bill. And thanks to everyone listening and watching. So if this conversation gave you useful insight into how leaders can build real capability with AI and not just use more tools, be sure to subscribe to the Talent in the Age of AI podcast so you don't miss our full-length episodes released the first and third Thursdays of each month. You can also follow us on LinkedIn for ongoing insights, blog posts, white papers, and other ways to engage with the Talent in the Age of AI community. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep asking the big questions.
Thanks for listening to Talent in the Age of AI. If this conversation gave you new ways to grow in your own work and to better support your people, follow the show and share it with others in your HR and talent network. Members get even more. Full episode transcripts, extended show notes, and companion resources to help you put these insights into action. Learn more and join us at talentintheageofai.com. We're here to help leaders create, curate, and connect what's needed to build tomorrow's workforce today. See you next time.